You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
No worries, tonight it still goes down on 18th and Vine, Thirsty Thursday. KC's premier after work party, absolutely free. We want to see you tonight. Doors open up at 5 o'clock. Be shining on the ones and twos. No?
Oh, yeah. I'm there.
Oh. I'm about to say. Me a special pair of leggings for tonight. I'm about to say, what you talking about?
You ain't got no special leggings.
You know what I got. So, how was your evening?
Oh, extremely busy. We had football practice. Shout out to my Seminoles. We getting ready, you know what I'm saying? Only about 16 days to the first game, and I ain't going to be able to sleep before that. I'm telling you right now, that Friday,
are you planning to play with the children?
Nah, I ain't gonna be playing. I'm gonna be coaching, strategizing. I'm on the X's and O's now.
So why you ain't gonna be able to sleep?
Because it's gonna be exciting. It's my first game coaching. Now, coaching is something that I've always dreamed about doing. Ever since I stopped playing when I was in high school, I was like, man, I want to coach. It's always been in my blood, but haven't had any time. So, but now I have the time carved out. Thank the Lord. So now I can't wait. I'm so excited. I love it. Every day I go out and spend some time and teach and try to coach the great game of football.
Oh, isn't that so sweet?
I can be when I want to.
So did you hear about this story? It ran a couple days ago in the Kansas City Star. A Westport security guard walked up to a bar and ordered what he called a Trayvon Martini. Now, what he told the bartender was in it is watermelon juice, a shot of vodka, because it only takes one shot to put him down. So the bartender, of course, had him thrown out, and they were able to identify this individual. Aaron Randall from the Kansas City Star actually wrote the article, and we're going to be talking with him this morning at 6:52 about this situation.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s with a couple of thunderstorms. Cloudy at 68 right now. Ray Moore, Shade, what's poppin'?
Well, we call this the shade, and the shade we shall provide. Mm. Aunt Viv, a.k.a. Janae Hubert, is back at Will Smith and Jada Pinkett's neck. She posted a 16-minute long video called Her Butcher Block. Here's a little bit of it.
So Will, make no mistake, this video is for you directly. Now your wife, y'all got this little show called The Red Table, where you and sit there and you spill the blood of your own children on the table. And I have spent many years protecting my son, never putting his name in print or photographs or pictures, because I understand how vicious people are. And for 27 years, I've waited for you to be man enough to admit that you lied like a rug. But I know you're not going to do that. And I said this on the reel when, you know, the Oscar video went down, that, you know, you have a lot of skeletons in your closet, sweetheart. And for you to be talking about black consciousness when you don't even have any black employees at your production company was ironic. So look, Will, y'all ain't gonna invite me to the red table. So welcome to my butcher block.
Oh, Viv, come on now.
She sounds so evil.
Something went on. She sounds really hurt.
First of all, nobody's clamoring to know the identity or name of your child. Shay, that's just point on, number Shay. One. No, I'm not trying to even be funny on Viv. I'm just keeping it 100 with you.
Right.
Nobody was clamoring to know your child's name. I love the red table talk, yeah. So I'm actually offended by that.
I feel like the red table talk is a good idea, you know?
And it's helping people who are dealing with issues just like them. People can now feel empowered to get help for some of the same issues that her children were sharing with people that they experience. So I think it's the whole notion of people holding things back is what's keeping us stuck. Yeah. In communities all over this country where nobody wants to talk about the pain, trauma, and issues that we dealt with.
Yeah.
So on Viv on that one, Scott!
Yeah. On Viv, come on now.
And then, when you gonna let this go? Seriously, you said this has been 27 years now, ma'am? Will Smith couldn't have grown or changed at all in 27 years.
You know what Will and Jada should do? They should invite her on a red table talk. Just let it all out.
Fam, I would continue to ignore her into perpetuity.
Perpetuity? Let me look that up.
That's forever.
You just couldn't say eternity? The word for the day, Kansas City, is perpetuity.
Shouts out to the Queen Beyonce and her King Jay-Z. They're going to be honored with a key to Columbia, South Carolina when they pull in for their On the Run. So, you know, you and I have been beefing slightly. Everybody don't know about it. But that's how you could probably fix it slightly.
Fix what?
Is getting me some tickets to the On the Run tour in one of the cities that she'll be appearing.
I get you some nosebleeds.
No.
What you mean, no?
No bleeders. I don't want no bleeders. I don't want to get vertigo. That happened to me when I first moved here. Stevie Wonder came, and I was like, ooh, I want to go. Myron gave me some tickets, child. I stretched, and I was touching the hem of Jesus' garment. I had vertigo all the way up there.
Oh my God.
I want to be down. I don't want to stand up in the pit, but I want to be close.
I'll think about it. I'll get you one ticket.
I can't bring nobody with me? I go by myself? Let's think about that then. I might want an MCM fanny pack instead. We'll talk more.
MCM, you on the fanny pack
we'll
trend
now? We'll talk more.
Oh, my God.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Good morning. Welcome back, Shay.
Oh, thank you.
I'm mad about these people really thinking that they can just do what they want to do. The security guard in Westport? I read that article. Dude, how you gonna even be stupid enough to turn around and go order something like that from not only a public area, but a black bartender? Have you lost your ever-loving mind? Have y'all really believed that that little Cheeto gonna protect y'all? Y'all better quit. We ain't our parents. We ain't our grandparents. Mm. We gonna learn something.
Not only is it stupidity, but I think it's a lot of arrogance as well. Like, okay, well, nobody's gonna do anything to me, so let me just go ahead and just say what I wanna say.
Quit thinking that because you have a fool in the White House who has no filter, he has the government security behind him. You have a right cross. You better
complain. And it doesn't belong in Kansas City. Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Thank you.
All right. This is Betty. Bye, y'all.
Thank you, Betty. Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
August 20th, a post on Facebook from a man identified as Alibar Bandaloop said that he was working at the Buzzard Beach Bar in Westport, and a man came up and said he wanted a Trayvon Martini. Mm-hmm. So, of course, no one knowing what that is, the man further described what's in this drink, which is watermelon juice and a shot of vodka, because it only takes one shot to put him down. Aaron Randall, Correct. You broke this story, correct?
I didn't. Actually, the pitch broke a little bit before me. The night before, we were able to get a little bit of extra information that I think kind of gave us some more legs.
Do you think this is just an isolated incident, or do you believe this could be a cultural thing within some circles?
I mean, I think that this definitely isn't isolated. I mean, you guys know that I've covered before, you know, just kind of this culture of pervasive kind of racism going on in our nightlife culture. But I think also that we've seen time and time again that, you know, a lot of, you know, we have great men and women serving us as police officers and security workers, but we've also seen that we have people who are not so great serving us. And I think that this is just the latest kind of example of that reality.
And that's what makes this so shocking. This is a former Olathe police officer. This is someone who has been potentially interacting with people of color in Westport.
Absolutely.
And who knows?
A man who carries a gun in Westport, you know, who holds many people's lives, many black and brown people's lives, I mean, people of all colors' lives in his hands from the day to day. And just to have the audacity to go in there and order something like that, and then to kind of double down on it, right? Because, you know, when he made the order, you know, the bartender says, and I must say, this is all alleged. You know, we have tried to speak to Mr. Dargy, and I'm in the process of speaking with two witnesses who allegedly have overheard this to really confirm it. But what I'm hearing is that, you know, once the bartender said that he was so shocked at what he heard, he kind of just stood there shocked. And Dart kind of doubled down and said, oh, you don't know what's in it? Well, here's the ingredient. So, you know, he had time to even kind of back, you know, to back off a little bit. And he actually kind of doubled down on, you know, the insult.
So the private company, the private security firm, Chesley Brown International, has released a statement. And mm-hmm. you have that in your article, which is on the KC Star's website this morning. And they kind of, at this point, have made a decision to fire him.
Yeah, yeah. And that is actually, this is in the midst of them kind of still having this investigation going. And I think that it just speaks to the fact that, you know, people understand, one, the optics, and they know that people, that the climate that we're in right now, people will not stand for this kind of thing, and that the best thing that they could have done in this situation was to act swiftly and to act, you know, totally.
Aaron Randall from the Kansas City Star, we appreciate your time. Thank you for your work in this story and breaking it to the town. We appreciate it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep it up.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
In a week or two, the full Kansas City Council will make a decision on a measure allowing for alcohol home delivery, Brian.
Whoa! Damn! Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey. Damn! This could be good and bad at the same time.
Remember that story in the Bible where Jesus was at a wedding and they ran out of wine?
Lord, we done ran out of wine!
If it happens, you in the party setting, run out of the liquor, you doing the tailgate, you get on your app just like you order Postmates, mm-hmm. and they show up with liquor.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Not that.
Yeah, not that. Not that at all.
I mean, this doesn't surprise me, but I have one concern, Shay. What if someone under the age, you know, 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, How are they going to stop that from happening, from delivering to minors?
When they show up to the house, they scan your license to make sure that you're old enough to receive the package. They also say if they get there and the person is already slizzard, they won't sell to them.
Okay.
You could be tipsy, just not slizzard.
So that means you need to get some acting skills.
But it's... On another hand... People sometimes do drive to the store a little buzzed.
They do. And this could help that. This could curve all of that.
But I also do just have some concerns about that. You know, my mother is an alcohol and drug counselor, so...
Yeah, this could enable people.
Yeah, she's always... It makes easy access. Yeah. Let me just call and get a fifth right fast.
We going to get me a drink.
How do you feel about the possibility of bringing... alcohol home delivery to Kansas City?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 70s with a couple of thunderstorms. Right now, you're cloudy. It's 68 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's popping?
Well, let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. This is officially Virgo time, right?
Yeah, Virgos are in full effect.
Bone Crusher, rapper, 47 today.
So I'm outside on the club and he think I'm a pawn. So I go to my head and Jerry and pop is strong.
Shay, now tell him.
I ain't never scared.
I was I auditioned for a cartoon that Bone Crusher was in.
I can imagine that, boy.
It was funny.
Yeah.
It didn't make it to the Cartoon Network, but it was fun doing it. Jermaine Huggy Hopkins, a.k.a. Sam's from Lean On Me.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Oh, my God. He's 45 today.
Uh-huh.
Lil Yachty is 21 today.
Hey, little mama, would you like to be my sunshine?
He can buy alcohol now.
And Kobe Bryant, your favorite.
The GOAT. Kobe. The greatest of all time. Rap, Kobe, rap.
No. Why you play that?
It's Kobe spitting.
The only time this song has ever been spun on radio in life. He's the big 4-0 today.
My dog. Happy birthday to the legendary, the god DJ of the city, DJ Fresh. Happy birthday!
All right. Me and Nicki Minaj are from the same section in Queens. Mm-hmm. So from one sister to the next, I'm going to need her to bring it down like four notches immediately.
What she do now?
What is going on with her in these rants?
I told you the other day, she's Nicki Trump.
She was sounding like Funkmaster Flex the other day on that Apple show.
Oh, yeah, she was. And you know what? She got her own little Flex bomb.
Yeah.
She got the thunderstorms.
So she was upset because Billboard magazine ran the headline, Nicki Minaj details North American Nicki Hendrix tour cancellation. I don't have the time to rehearse. So she took exception with the word cancellation. Mm-hmm. She said it's a postponement. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen in February of 2019. That's if Jesus don't come back in between now and then. So she's mad. She called her barbs to go find out who wrote the article and attacked them online.
You don't attack me online?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Girl, bye.
Nicki, she's on one right now.
She's super angry right now. Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, she ain't. We seen the pictures of what Safari working with. I'm pretty sure Nas is working with a similar situation. I don't know about Meek, but, you know, she might be a little lonely and need some, you know, vitamin D.
Miley, what's good?
Today I got time, cuz.
So, one of your favorites. She's your favorite female rapper, right?
She's one of them, yeah.
Da Brat?
Yeah, Da Brat. I love Da Brat.
So she's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after falling $7.7 million in debt. Let's just rock this for a minute, because she'll get a little spin. She'll get probably about 20 cents off this.
Open up the door. Let the funk flow in from this homie Jay and his newfound friend. Switches like Eric on the solo creek. For your Jeep, it's the BRAT. From right to left.
Okay, so this is what's going on. She says that she has assets totaling about $108,000, but she owes $7.7 million. $6.4 million of that debt is to the former cheerleader, Shayla Stevens, that she cracked in the head with a bottle that night.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
She served time for that.
Yeah.
She also owes about $1 million to Sony Music, $12,000 to Ally Bank, and she says she has about $2,200 in credit card debt. Damn. That's real responsible. I wish I only owed $2,200 in credit card debt. More than that.
Oh.
Yeah, more than that.
I guess them residuals from the parenthood ain't kicking in yet.
She says that she owns a 99 Mercedes 238i, a 2014 BMW 328, and a 2016 Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, yeah.
She got a treadmill, some other jewelry and stuff, and a couple dogs.
All that finna go. Maybe she could collab with Nicki or something. You know, maybe they could do something. Her and Nicki Minaj.
Although you don't think the breast style a little outdated? What? Just a little outdated? No?
And I'm so, so deaf.
She's a pioneer. She put it down. Like, seriously, isn't she the first female rapper to go platinum or something?
I believe. Or did Salt and Pepper go platinum? Or solo?
She was the first solo.
Okay.
I think Salt and Pepper was the first group.
Yeah.
But I mean, much love to Da Brat. Let's just play it on out. We can get about 15 more cent worth of airplay.
All right, here we go. Six folk boat is the Brett and JD. Tad out, big baby. So lay back and listen as I catch up on my pimpin' and freak this duet just like Ashford and Simpson.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Donald Trump appeared on Fox News this morning, Brian, with Ainsley Earhart. When asked about the possibility of him being impeached, he says, I don't know how you can impeach somebody who has done a great job.
Well, you soon about to find out.
God bless the United States.
I'm Kansas just saying City, it don't look good. It don't look good in the White House right now.
Kansas City full council will be making a decision on whether or not they will allow for alcohol home delivery. This service exists in other cities. Boston, San Francisco, Chicago, Denver, New York, Seattle, they all have these services. Drizzly is an app that allows you to go on. They got everything. They got Henny, they got Fireball, Bailey's, Tito's, everything. And they want in Kansas City.
Has there been any declines in drunk driving incidents or anything in these other cities?
I don't know.
Okay.
But most of these cities are cities where people get around with public transportation too.
Oh yeah.
These are not, you know, cities where people are chained to their cars like a Kansas City where everybody pretty much drives.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, there's a lot of interesting thoughts around this, you know, the whole underage drinking thing, but the company says, you know, hey, when we get to the door, we check in license. Mm-hmm. Okay. The other thing that I was worried about was folk who are alcoholics, maybe.
Right.
Shoot, going on a bender, staying in the house and just, hey, calling for liquor back to back.
It could be very easily accessible.
What do you think about this idea?
I actually drive for Postmates, and I've actually delivered alcohol already.
So you have? That's illegal. How you do that?
They send us the orders, and you just deliver it. I did a couple late nights with Postmates, actually.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell us your name because we don't want you to get your rating, you know, you get your Postmates card.
Right,
snake.
Right, make a skyrocket. Right.
Yeah, I thought that was wild though. Like, I'm hearing all of this stuff. Everyone's talking about, oh, the law and this and that. And I'm like, I've already delivered several orders with alcohol.
Well, what was it? Was it Crown? What did they order?
The last one I got was like the little shots of Jack, like the little dollar shots, mm-hmm. like five of them. And just the convenience store down in Westport they sent me to. So I didn't even know it was illegal until now when I'm hearing about all this. So I'm like, this is wild. You guys are setting me up for failure.
So with you already delivering, do you foresee any problems occurring with this?
Me personally, I don't. I mean, there's pros and cons to every situation, but the way I look at it is maybe it's saving that person that's already drunk from going out to buy more alcohol. If I can personally, you know, get it for them and they don't have to leave, maybe we'll save more wrecks and dangerous drivers on the road.
All right, Anonymous. Thank you so much for calling up. I'm going to hit you up on Postmate and come bring me something.
All right. All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The Drizzly app serves over 100 markets across the U.S., including New York City, Seattle, Boston, D.C. They want in Kansas City. What does Drizzly app do? Home delivery of liquor.
We going to get me a drink.
For partiers, people who like to entertain at home, I could see how this would be dope, especially if you're around the house during the holidays and you're cooking and you're trying to do different things. That's one thing you can X off of your list.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What if you know, you got a young lady over and you know, you run out of wine?
When you have young ladies over the house, fam, hey, you got wine?
You know I got a china cabinet, right?
And you
I
do got them, have a china cabinet.
So you know, I break out some of my fine china. You know, one of them glasses.
You and know, in that china cabinet is your uncle's ashes, too. You gonna show her the ashes?
That's in the box. That's in the bottom, all right? You know, break out some of that fine
sweating.
China and
I'm sweating.
Give you some of this ripple. This, this box wine. I ain't gotta go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I can just stay home. I ain't gotta kill the mood. I ain't gotta blow out the candles. I can just stay right there and have my man deliver this box wine to you. And we can get in.
But on the serious side of things, uh-huh. What if people have problems? That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, my mother is an alcohol and drug counselor. And I know if we were to call her, she gonna be like, nah.
Yeah, yeah. That could be an issue. It could be. Yeah, it's something we need to consider.
What do you think?
The home delivery would probably be all right. You know, I'm young, and I was thinking, you know, that'd be cool. Throwing a party, I don't have to go nowhere to get alcohol. And then I started listening about the whole enabling thing with alcoholics. I was thinking that could be pretty terrible, you know, bad situation. But all in all, I think it could be a positive thing because it would save out on people going out tipsy and buying more alcohol. And I think that maybe later on down the road, the app can probably have something in its analytics where it can say, like, hey, this person is buying too much, and they can be like, hey, you're buying too much, we're not gonna stop you, but you got to pay this extra fee to get this amount or something, you know. That's just my thought.
I don't know about that last part, but I was with you up until the end.
You was with me up until the end.
All right. Thank you for your comments, bro. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Olive Garden is bringing back the never-ending pasta pass, Brian. So you can log on today to their website, 2 o'clock, for 30 minutes only. They're going to sell 23,000 unlimited pasta passes. That means you can eat all the pasta, breadsticks, all that you want for 8 weeks.
Get them carbs in.
I'm trying to tell you. They also have 1,000 annual pasta passes that'll run you like $300, and it'll give you 52 weeks of unlimited pasta.
You're doing something with your mouth.
Would you get that as a present to somebody?
If you want it, yeah, sure. I don't know if it was something I would just think about getting, but you know, if somebody asked for it, yeah.
Ohio State coach Urban Meyer is going to have plenty of time to use his pasta pass. He's going to be suspended for 3 games because of the handling of a domestic violence case by his assistant coach, Zach Smith, who was fired back in July.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting story. You know, his leadership is being called into question because his Zach's ex-wife says that he knew about the domestic violence and he did nothing.
Yeah, you know, you gotta compare it to Joe Paterno a little bit. If you don't know who that is, he was the coach at Penn State during the Jerry Sandusky era when he was caught, and Joe knew about this when he was caught molesting young boys in his program. You know, and a lot of times, Shay, I hate to say it, but some of these coaches cover up these things.
Oh, he said that, you know, he went with his heart and not his head in this situation.
I'm fully aware that I'm ultimately responsible for the situation that has harmed the university as a whole and our department of athletics and our football program. I followed my heart, not my head. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt. As I reflect my loyalty to his grandfather, Earl Bruce, who was my mentor and like a father to me, likely impacted how I treated Zach over the years. I did not know everything about Zach Smith, which was what Zach Smith was doing, and I'm pleased that the report made this very clear. However, I should have demanded more from him and recognized red flags.
When you see something, you gotta say something.
If you've got a friend and you know that they're abusing their mate, what do, Brian? Would you confront them?
As hard as it would be, yes, you got to. It's the right thing to do because of that, number one. Number two, you could be linked to that, especially me, when you got a lot of stuff to lose. But it's not all about that. It's just about doing the right thing, point blank, period.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Of course, we will be passing out information on that, especially to women and to men who are in these situations.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, look for highs in the mid-70s today with a couple of thunderstorms on the way. Right now, you are cloudy at 69 to Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Janae Hubert, a.k.a. Aunt Viv from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, got free smoke for Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Wow.
I don't know why she is still so mad at them. This was like, what, 94-ish?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Here she is going in.
So, Will, make no mistake, this video is for you directly. Now, your wife, y'all got this little show called The Red Table, where you and sit there and you spill the blood of your own children on the table. And I have spent many years protecting my son, never putting his name in print or photographs or pictures, because I understand how vicious people are. And for 27 years, I've waited for you to be man enough to admit that you lied like a rug. But I know you're not going to do that. And I said this on the reel when, you know, the Oscar video went down, that, you know, you have a lot of skeletons in your closet, sweetheart. And for you to be talking about Black consciousness when you don't even have any Black employees at your production company was ironic. So look, well, y'all ain't gonna invite me to the red table. So welcome to my butcher block.
Got a couple things. So are they really like spilling the blood of their kids on that show, Shay?
No, I watched the Red Table Talk and I've been blessed by the things that they've talked about. I think a spirit of transparency is what we need to heal from some of the traumas and issues that plague a lot of us in communities across this country. It's being quiet and remaining silent that is perpetuating foolishness. So for her to say, I've kept my son quiet and private. First of all, nobody want to know who your son is, fam.
What are you talking about, honey?
I'm not trying to be disrespectful because she's an elder, but nobody's been clamoring to know who your son is.
Damn!
Are you mad because people are watching the Red Table Talk?
It sounds like it's a little salt in there, a little hateration, holleration in her dancery.
And you don't think that over the 27 years, what if all this is true that she's saying about Will Smith 27 years ago? There's no room for grace and mercy. He couldn't have changed or grown at all in 27 years. You haven't talked to him.
Yeah,
you don't know who he is now.
Yeah, she probably don't know none of his business that he, you know, that he got going on.
I'm here for Red Table Talk. When it come back, I will continue to watch it.
Y'all should see her hand motion right now, y'all. She got it good right now, dog.
Janae Hubert, you out on your own, sis. You don't have your feelings and all that. I ain't going to negate your feelings, but we still watching
I'm telling you, they need to invite her on there and be like, Aunt Viv, why you so mad? I mean, we know Uncle Phil is gone, but why you so mad, though?
Ignore game on 1,000. I don't respond
but
to.
But what you just said, though, like, if you keep ignoring it, then she's just going to, you know, keep hiding what she has to say.
She just talking.
Let it out.
She just talking because her lips work.
All right.
Sometimes you answer stuff and sometimes you don't.
Okay. I'm going to keep that in mind.
I wouldn't answer that. You know, if I were Will Smith, yeah. Sis, you ain't worked since you got kicked off the show.
But you can't tell me that wouldn't be like the number one trending thing if Will and Jada had her on there and they had, you know, Jerry Springer style. They had some bodyguards on the side to make sure stuff don't pop off. You know what I'm saying?
Jada is above that. She ain't doing no stuff like that. Ooh, I meant to do this real fast. Uh-huh. Congratulations are on order to Cisco and his girlfriend, Elizabeth Pham. They got married in Minneapolis on Friday.
Oh, really?
And you ain't gonna believe
Cisco
what he did.
Cisco tied or not? Did he buy her thong?
He performed the thong song at their wedding reception.
No,
he did.
You lying. He did not do this song in front of everybody. No, he didn't.
Check it out.
Ooh, that dress so scandalous.
Hey.
Can't handle it.
Uh-huh.
Shaking that thing like who the ish. With a look in your eyes so devilish. Ah.
So angry.
Sing it,
Living la vida loca.
Jumps like a truck.
What?
That's like what? 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 What are you doing over there?
Poking it out.
You need to stop. She got her tongue out and everything, y'all. All night long.
Help me out, Julie.
In the car, y'all. Let me
see that. No, that's a married lady. She ain't doing that.
Baby.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.